It doesn't matter rich, you poor, you educated, you uneducated, you white, you black, you Asian, doesn't matter, unhappy. Then compassion, patience, make born happy. This is the purpose, this is the really important. We same human being. It doesn't matter where you born, what skin is color, that doesn't matter. Blood is totally red, everybody.
At the Indiana Buddhist Center, or IBC for short, Buddhism has been changing the lives of those who pass through it.
When we arrived at the center, which is a small house in Indianapolis full of colorful Buddhist relics, we were immediately welcomed by Mark Moss, the senior student at the IBC.
The foundation of Buddhism rests on a concept called ahimsa, and ahimsa means nonviolence.
This is how Mark would describe Buddhism as a whole.
Buddhism has affected him on a personal level, however, and his experiences go beyond the basic teachings.
There was a point where I saw an interview with the Dalai Lama on television, and his smile was so infectious that I realized I was smiling for the first time in quite a few months. And then when it went to commercial, my smile dropped and a voice in the back of my head said, oh, he's probably like every other religious leader, he just wants to make money. A week or so later, I'm walking through a Barnes & Noble's and I saw his face on the front of a book, and I opened the book up and started reading it. And I was there for probably a half an hour or more just reading this book, and then I thought, I probably should buy this book. And I bought the book and left, and it started this whole what I call buffet of Dharma. I just kept buying more and more books, and I read about 200 books in a year. And it was, I think, a year later that I thought, oh, I'm a Buddhist. And so 2 years after my crisis, I met my teacher, who is the spiritual director at this facility, and I've been with him ever since.
However, Buddhism does come with its social limitations.
It doesn't seem to happen much anymore, but early on when I would first start studying, you know, sometimes I'd be at a Starbucks and I'd have, you know, my string of beads, my mala around my neck. And I'm sitting there by myself, enjoying a cup of coffee, going through, you know, a Buddhist text that I'm reading. And someone would come up to me and say that they wanted to talk to me for a moment. I say, sure. And then the next thing you know, I'm being asked all these questions if I've ever heard of Jesus Christ. I'm like, it's 2000 and whatever at the time. I said, who hasn't? And they said, well, why aren't you a Christian? And I look at them and I say, well, why are you?
While most people experience both good and bad days, Mark's philosophical view towards emotions has changed dramatically, making him, in general, a happier person.
I always tell people that when I went through the crisis I went through, I had a size 30 waist, I worked out all the time, I was cut, I had nice abs, and I hated myself. And today I'm falling apart, I'm adding on a wing to the front of my body, and I love everything about me. And Buddhism has helped me overcome an awful lot of the societal infections that we live with that just really don't go anywhere, that don't help.
Mark also feels like Buddhism has helped him affect the lives of others.
I have a unique opportunity. I design and instruct marching bands all around the country. I try to make sure that what I say and what I teach has less to do with the task that they're doing than it is about the approach. In other words, though I'm teaching, for instance, if I'm standing in front of a color guard and the flags are all spinning and so on and so forth, instead of being all about the flag, I'm more about how the mind is approaching the task.
Lately in our world, religions have been clashing and failing to see eye to eye.
Whether it be Buddhist violence in Myanmar or simple discrimination that happens day to day, the spiritual leader of IBC, Jeshi Jinpa Sonam, believes overcoming these clashes is possible.
Interfaith is really wonderful. Message is totally similarly. Everybody thinking compassion, patience, trial and forgiveness. This similarly, then why we not sharing? What keeping that? Compassion get peace.
Unlike Jeshi, Mark doesn't believe all religions can coexist with each other. But it's not for the same reasons you might think. He believes that human nature gets in the way.
I honestly don't believe so. And the reason why I don't believe so is because of human nature. Even when the Buddha was alive, not all of India became Buddhist. You know, not everyone converted to Buddhism. When Jesus Christ was alive, not everyone became Christian, even today. The Dalai Lama has once said in a teaching he gave that he said there are 7.5 billion humans on the planet. Maybe there should be 7.5 billion different religions.
While he doesn't think that true coexistence is possible, he does feel reducing violence is necessary.
The moment you decide that you're going to break that first vow, not harming or not killing, you cease to be a Buddhist. As soon as you do these things unprovoked, in Buddhism, it doesn't matter. You don't kill, you don't harm.
In this time of uncertainty, coexisting may seem impossible.
But Mark and Jesse Jinpa Sonam do believe that compassion and respect may bring us closer together.
This has been Xavier Coca and Kayla Robleski for 91.3 WHJE and the Coexist podcast.
More episodes of Coexist and podcasts like these can be found at whje.com.